Good morning. My name is Catherine Moran, and I'm the Community Engagement Coordinator here at Westminster. Part of my responsibility is to facilitate 3 mission trips during the 3 years of my position, and this was our first. Traemos muchos saludos y mucho amor de la Iglesia Presbiteriana de Guatemala. We bring you many greetings and lots of love from the Presbyterian Church of Guatemala. We had an amazing 10 days, listening to stories of daily life and intense struggle, walking with strong and courageous women leaders, and experiencing life in Guatemala. We traveled in order to see the work of Brian and Sandy Thompson Royer, Presbyterian social workers who our church has supported for the last several years. Brian and Sandy have lived in Guatemala for almost 4 years and will be there for 2 more. Their primary job is to support women's leadership development in the Presbyterian Church. They are also from the Pacific Northwest, and like Beth and Greg, are a couple sharing a ministry position. Brian is super enthusiastic and very energetic. He has a passion for justice and for advocating for the rights of indigenous people in Guatemala. He is also working on a program to help the men to do their own reflection, to make space for their sisters and share power with their sisters in the church. Sandy is more quiet. She has a kind and generous spirit. She has been coming to Guatemala for over 15 years facilitating workshops on domestic violence, so for long before they moved there. We learned that these workshops are run with a very similar model to our Stephen ministry, focused on listening with deep respect, creating a safe and confidential space to share and to receive support. It was very clear that Brian and Sandy are deeply loved and trusted by the Guatemalan people that we met. It was also clear that they provide valuable emotional support, community building, and training. They also model an equal and respectful partnership in marriage. The primary reason for our trip was to deepen our relationship with Brian and Sandy and the women who they support and encourage. During our time there, we visited 4 different Presbyterian churches, 2 very different seminary programs, 2 women's weaving cooperatives, a health clinic, coffee farm, and a microloan program. We were received with incredible love and open arms and open hearts everywhere we went. We supported the Guatemalan economy and the cooperatives that we visited by bringing back many beautiful handmade scarves, shawls, ponchos like this one, bags, and much more. On Friday, February 10th, we spent the day with the Maya Quiche Presbyterian Women's Association. Maya Quiche is one of the indigenous people groups in Guatemala. We met at the Gethsemane Presbyterian Church in a small town called Cantel. As we arrived that morning, we arranged the pews to form a circle in the front of the church. We introduced ourselves, sharing our families, our leadership positions in the church, other involvement in church like in choir and Stephen ministry, as well as our secular jobs or work that we perhaps used to do if we were now retired. We listened while the Guatemalans did the same, and we found many commonalities in our joys and our challenges in our lives. There were several Maya Quiche women who are currently ruling elders and deacons in their churches, which was a great accomplishment for them and showed their dedication and their persistence. After our time of sharing our lives, the Maya Quiche leaders presented us with this beautiful banner that they had made. It says, Recuerdo a la Iglesia Presbiteriana de Westminster en Portland, Oregon, de la Sociedad Femenil Betania. So it's really a gift for Westminster Presbyterian Church on behalf of the Women's Association of Maya Quiche on that. So they put their, they did it our way. Usually they put their day first and then their month, but they did the date the way we do it. So this 10th day of February 2017. So today we would like to present this banner to you, our church family. One additional special memory from that day. After the women presented this banner to us, a sweet young girl named Sarita came forward. She was maybe 3 or 4 years old, dressed in her beautiful, colorful, traditional indigenous dress, like Janelle showed the children. She was the only child in the room, and yet she carried this little basket and went around our circle and handed each one of us our own little worry doll. This one is mine. I know it's very tiny, and you probably can't see it from where you sit, but you can see it after church. And for those of you that aren't familiar with a worry doll, it's an indigenous tradition. You can hold it in your hand, or you can place it by your bed, and you can give it your worries before you go to sleep. In many ways, this little girl, Sarita, her courage, strength, and generosity was symbolic of what we saw in every church group and every community program. On that day, and every other day during our trip, the Guatemalan people captured my heart with their deep love, their inner strength, resilience, warmth, and loving smiles. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share with you. I invite Sue Butel to share next.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está? Well, sadly, that is as far as I got with my Spanish, which I forgivingly attribute to the overwhelming yet life-changing experiences I had in Guatemala. What I'd like to share with you now is a sensory reflective exercise led by our new friends, Sandy and Brian. Although Sandy sheepishly said we might find the questions a little silly, actually the exercises provided a meaningful way to bring closure. The responses I share are but a small yet rich sampling from our 12-member group. I hope you will now learn more about what this trip meant to us. This is what our ears heard that we will never forget. The heartbreaking struggles during and after the Civil War. Loud, enthusiastic singing in churches, despite tonal deafnesses. Strong expressions of faith. Devotion to church and community despite long hours at work. Struggles women feel every day, especially domestic violence. Singing of our own group. Whispered individual prayers during formal prayers. This is what our eyes saw that we will never forget. Beautiful indigenous clothing, women washing clothes in the lake, spectacular volcanoes, joy in the faces of women despite being poor and oppressed, warm greetings and hugs to us and each other, beautiful hand-woven scarves. From our head, these are the principal ideas that have stuck with us. Allow the Holy Spirit to move us into action. Build relationships from the heart. Don't let fear hold you back and listen deeply before speaking. Do things with rather than for. Never give up. Help people help themselves. We're better together. This is what our heart felt that caused us joy. Worshiping in Spanish, prayers, children playing, singing, deeper relationships with those we traveled with, presenting a workshop to support women's leadership in churches, connecting with women over our needlepoint project, which Janelle brought with us. Coffee, coffee. Coffee. These are the smells that will remind us of Guatemala. Beans cooking, bread baking, coffee blossoms, diesel fumes, blue corn tortillas, wood smoke, and wool blankets. These are the tastes of Guatemala we will never forget. Papaya smoothie, pepian sauce, eggs with plantain, blue corn tortillas, black beans, hot salsas, coffee. You've heard now through our senses what we will never forget. The following are our intentions that we hope to have moving forward. Reflect on our own personal call. Share our stories. Find ways to fight for immigrant rights in the United States. Explore ongoing ways Westminster can partner with Guatemalans. Wrap immigrant right themes into our summer mission trip. Challenge racism in the United States and offer workshops. Work on poverty issues. Learn more Spanish. Find a way to make a difference with a more broad global perspective. With God's help, be more thankful for what we have. Bringing closure to our experience in Guatemala through this sensory exercise was a wonderful and meaningful way to end our visit. I hope you will now have a greater understanding of what this journey meant to us, and I hope that together we will find a way to support and empower, especially the women in Guatemala. Gracias.
We wish we could zip you all to Guatemala to hear the voices and the stories that we heard. Since we can't, I'm bringing a few of those voices to you. First, from a woman who was part of the armed conflict that was partly about justice for the Mayan people. We heard a proverb that said, the Mayan people are only water for the fish to swim in. So this is what Maria Tulia said about how she learned both injustice and determination. It started in school. She had a chance to go to school, but then at a certain point, the teacher said to all these Mayan children, "It's too bad. You could have been teachers or doctors, but this is the end for you." And she said, "No, this is not the end for me." She ended up being part of the armed conflict as a nurse, as a radio technician from a radio that was in the middle of a volcano. And then after the peace accord was signed, she did go back to school where she said she became dizzy with learning. And it was hard but not impossible to become a psychologist. We asked her if true reconciliation had come, and she said no, not for her yet and not for Guatemala. But she still had that joy in her face that Sue talked about, and she said, "If I'm sad all the time, I will die." So we were asked to pray for reconciliation. We heard from a woman who became one of the few women pastors in the Presbyterian Church. Her father encouraged her to believe she could be a leader, and so at some point she said to herself, "God did not call me just to be a Sunday school teacher. It is not in my heart to be changing diapers or arranging flowers all the time." But she didn't see any women higher than deacon. Her pastor encouraged her to go to seminary to find out. And in seminary, her professor said, "You know your position when you leave here, pastor, is not possible for you." I said, "Well, then I came to be the best Sunday school teacher I can be." In fact, though, she was invited to apply to serve a church, and she said, "They'll eat me alive, and after they eat me alive, they will say no." To my surprise, they had a decision in 10 minutes, and 75% of the church said yes. One of the women that we heard from helps organize that health clinic that Catherine talked about. And she said when they were working to organize, "We hoped all the churches in the community would help, but they said, oh, what we need here is the goodness of God, the reign of God." And so then I finish with words of comfort and challenge by a pastor where we met women who were part of a microloan program. When he was 20 years old and a young pastor, the people gave him a child to pray over, and the child died. He said, "The people converted me. The people changed my mind and changed my eyes. The pastor belongs to the people. I learned to know partner Jesus, brother Jesus, and began to walk with him." And these are the words of comfort and challenge that he left us with. Be compañeros to us. Pray for us. Spend some time with us. And you now also have the opportunity to be a new people, a new nation. Go down with my shoes. Don't have fear, be with hope. Many times the church preaches only God is good. Yes, God is good. We need people to become good. Thank you.